Perhaps you've been avoiding cantaloupe or sprouts or chicken based on reports in the media of foodborne illness related to these foods. Good news then that the FDA, for the first time in 7 years, has updated regulations relative to food safety. Mike Clagg, Dean of the Johns Hopkins Bloomberg School of Public Health, applauds the action.
The estimates of the number of people who have foodborne illness in high-income countries like ours is very high. But then when you look, obviously, around the world, it's even higher. So I was very happy to see that the FDA updated their food regulations. Foodborne illness is a large source of morbidity in the U.S. and causes considerable number of deaths. So this clearly has to be on the FDA's radar screen. I'm glad they're looking at that. And I hope that we'll do surveillance to know how effective these regulations are.
Ensuring food safety requires a multi-pronged approach, Clagg says, involving best practices for growing, storing, and transporting food, as well as regular inspections. At Johns Hopkins, I'm Elizabeth Tracy.